From Tibbetts on February 25th, 2013, this is Extra Bits, written by Tibbetts staff. New hardware from Google monopolizes this week's Extra Bits with an eyes-on report on Google Glass and an overview of Google's new high-end Chromebook Pixel. Joshua Topolsky tries on Google Glass. Apple's iWatch is nothing more than a rumor at this point, but Google Glass, Google's smart glasses that can take pictures, record video, show you incoming text messages, give you directions, and much more, are real. Glass isn't quite yet available, but Joshua Topolsky of The Verge got a chance to try out the current beta. His money quote? But what's it actually like to have glass on, to use it when you're walking around? Well, it's kind of awesome. CNET looks at Google's new Chromebook Pixel laptop. Over at CNET, Stephen Shanklin looks at Google's just-released Chromebook Pixel, a high-end laptop running the company's web-focused Chrome OS. Whereas previous Chromebooks have been sold at the low end of the laptop price spectrum, the Chromebook Pixel costs $1,299 for Wi-Fi or $1,499 for Wi-Fi plus LTE for more widespread connectivity, and boasts a 12.85 2560 by 1700 pixels touchscreen that's visually comparable to the screen of Apple's 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display. It's driven by a dual-core 1.8 GHz Intel Core i5 processor and features a 32GB SSD, 4GB of RAM, two USB ports, a headphone microphone jack, SD card slot, and mini display port for connecting to an external display. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Crash Plans, ScanSnap, Smile, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.